Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action.
Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And you're here because you want to learn about God and money, and we are going to give it to you. As a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, I am here to help you combine your faith and your finances. And today we have a very great question. It says, what did you do to set up your kids for financial success? I'm a parent of a two-year-old and want to set them up to be successful financially for some of their biggest expenses, such as education. We are financially comfortable and are already saving for our retirement, don't have significant debt, and are on top of our mortgage. What are some of the smart ways middle-class families can set up their kids for success? How can I use time and compounding to my advantage? Well, first, I think this is a very good question to ask, and I think you're asking it at the right time. 2 years old is very, very young for a child, but very optimal to get them on the right path for saving. The more time that we can have our children saving, the less stress you are going to have around money and money growth. Think about it. If they're 2 years old, you help them invest to 18. That's already 16 years, another 20 years, and they're barely 40 years old. How wonderful is that? So what can you do? Well, the first thing you could do is you can establish an educational fund. We know the price of college can grow at a rapid rate. According to an article by Forbes, it says between 1980 and 1920, the average price of tuition, fees, and room and board for an undergraduate degree increased 169%, according to a recent report from the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. So we know it's going to be expensive and is not going to get any cheaper. I guess we can't wait for college to go on sale. So what do we do? We do have specific accounts for college education. They're called 529 plans. If you haven't checked out my newsletter, you can sign up for it. But we talked about 529 plans and some of the new changes that make them more favorable. A 529 plan is a tax advantage account that can be used to pay for qualified education expenses from kindergarten to graduate school. So these are really great accounts, especially if you spend them on qualified educational expenses. Now, what's the twist and turn? Well, before, if you didn't use the assets, you had to give them away or be charged an early withdrawal penalty and all this other stuff. Well, now we can convert this into a Roth IRA. We can get kids started on the right path without having to change maybe beneficiaries. If you had one child, they didn't go to college, then you have to try to find a niece or a nephew to change to be the owner or risk losing a lot of that growth that we had. Number two, we're going to establish a will. I know this sounds kind of weird for a two-year-old, but what happens if something happens to you? Where do all your assets go to? Them being under the age, they're going to need a guardian. They're going to need somebody to take care of their finances until they reach the age of majority. In most states, it's around 18 years of age. Establishing a will is actually going to give that child some instruction. You are setting them up for financial success. So they are going to get a large amount of money at one time. So it's very imperative that you train them on how to manage money. We don't want to give a child who's 18 years old with no money management experience $200,000, $300,000, especially if he doesn't go to school. Now, there is one caveat that I didn't mention that I want to mention here is that the 529 plan, you can only convert $35,000 into that Roth IRA as it stands in 2024. So make sure you understand that. And also, that 529 plan needs to be open for at least 15 years. So once again, the earlier that you start, the earlier that you can start converting these assets into a Roth IRA. Just recently, I had my kids get their first debit card. We went to our local bank. We were able to open up a child account where they can spend, they can save, and they can also earn on their app. It's actually a really great way to introduce them to money without the risk of them losing it. One of the things I didn't like was that when I gave them $20, they went to the store. All of a sudden, that $10 bill disappears under the bed, or that $5 gets dropped out of their pocket. And I'm losing money, and I don't like that. So what we did, we put them into a bank. We started to teach them how much money that they can spend, how much that they should save, and then if they do chores and other obligations, that we can fulfill that debt by paying them money. So they are learning to work for their money and not feel entitled, as most children will do. So if we're going to set children up for financial success, we have to give them an education for money management. That is going to be the most important thing that you can do for any child. It's not about the accumulation of wealth, of how much money that they have. It's how they manage the money that they get. The less mistakes they can make, the better. As I tell my kids, it's like, listen, remember you used to get in trouble for copying someone's test? It was like an automatic failure. Well, that's the same thing for copying people's mistakes. It's like an automatic failure. Make your own mistakes. Don't make mistakes that we can easily identify and prevent. Well, I hope this answers your question. You're doing a really great job. I'm really proud of you for even thinking about this as early as 2 years old, because a lot of people don't have this conversation with themselves or their children until they're 14, 15, 16 years old, where you only have about 2 or 3 investing years left before they're an adult and they can do whatever that they want to. Well, brothers and sisters, thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. My name is AB Ridgeway. If you like this, make sure that you like, comment, and share. I would love to hear what you think you should do for your children to set them up to be financial success. Let me know in the comments. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.